Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Q1 Results 2017 conference call of FSC Energy. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties during the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Dr. Peter Podesser, CEO. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for the introduction. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our first quarter results call. My colleague, Stefan Schneider, and myself will lead you through the highlights, through the details of the business and the financial development, as well as the outlook for the remaining part of the year. After our presentation, we will be happy to answer your questions. Overall, I think we are happy to report on a dynamic start into the year. We've seen a strong growth here driven by key business segments and can see consolidated revenues of 13.1 million compared to 10.3 million in the same period, in the same reporting period, compared to last year. We also see an improvement on EBITDA from -0.45 million in Q1 of 2016 to -0.33 million in this year's first quarter. The main driver for the growth are the segments oil and gas and the security and industry segment. The key highlight also is the increase of the backlog to more than 16.1 million as of the end of Q1 2017, compared to a 10.17 million figure in the comparable period of last year. This all together leads us to an optimistic view into the year, and we are clearly confirming our projected sales of 50 million-55 million, and also confirms a significant improvement on the profitability compared to last year. Let me now look into the development of the revenue in the different segments. As said, the revenue was growing from 10.3 million in last year's first quarter to 13.1 million during the current reporting period, which reflects a 27% growth. The main driver here is the oil and gas segment being up by 44.6% from 4.02 million to 5.82 million. A relatively stable oil price on the one hand, but also significant cost reductions on our customer end in this segment that helped them to be profitable and generate cash at the current oil price levels between 40 and 50 euros are factors that drive the growth in this market. At the same time, also, the production levels are still very high, and sustaining investment is needed after a period of low investment here during the last 24 months. A third element that drives the growth here, especially for our offering, is the investment into technology that is increasing efficiency, where we see our eFOY offering fitting the needs of the customers, but at the same time, also the offering here of our ABB and Schneider Electric products. It is also worthwhile to mention in the oil and gas business that we are not offering one product line anymore compared to last year. If we normalize the figures and neutralize it by this product line, we even see a growth of around 58% year-on-year for the first quarter. Looking now into our security and industry segment, by the way, now also the largest segment in the group, we show a robust growth of 24.5%, growing the business from 4.98 million in the prior year to 6.2 million in the first quarter of 2017. The increase is driven by strong performance with more than 100% growth in the commercial fuel cell business, where we also could report earlier in the quarter a significant win of a project in Singapore, but at the same time also driven by our power electronics business with a continued growth rate of about 20%. If we now look into the consumer segment, we are reporting a reduction of sales here by about 15%. The visibility into the year still gives us the confidence that we will, despite a weak start into the year, where we also have to see some one-off effects in the first quarter of 2016, we are still confident that we will at least reach last year's revenue levels in this segment. With this, I would like to ask Stefan to lead you through the financials.
Thank you, Peter, and good morning to everyone. The gross profit in the first 3 months of 2017 was 3.6 million or 27.8% of sales. In the prior year, it stood at 3.2 million or 31.3% of sales. The gross margin decreased due to a different product mix, as Peter explained, the stronger share of the oil and gas, which is usually a lower margin business than the industry and security business. The gross profit in the oil and gas segment was 1.2 million compared to 0.9 million in the prior year period. Security and industry segment's gross profit was 2.3 million compared to 1.9 million in the same period last year. The consumer segment's gross profit was 135,000 euro, which was lower than last year's 383,000 euros. EBIT improved in the first 3 months of 2017 from minus 1 million to minus 0.8 million. The EBIT margin improved from minus 9.7% to minus 6.2%. Adjusted for non-recurring effects, underlying EBIT in the first 3 months of 2017 amounted to minus 600,000 compared to minus 800,000 in the prior year. EBITDA improved from minus 450,000 euros to minus 330,000 euros. EBITDA margin improved from minus 4.4% to minus 2.5%. Adjusted for one-off effects, underlying EBITDA in the first 3 months 2017 was minus 310,000 compared to minus 540,000 in the prior year. The net loss for the reporting period improved from minus 1 million a year earlier to minus 990,000 in this period. Earnings per share under IFRS were negative at 11 cents, both diluted and undiluted, compared to minus 12 cents in the prior year period. Looking at CapEx, development costs of 44,000 were capitalized during the first 3 months of 2017, compared with 158,000 in the prior year. Investments of 14,000 were also made in equipment. Total CapEx during the reporting period came to 118,000 compared to 350,000 in the prior year. The order backlog at the end of March was at 16.1 million, which is an increase of 58.5% compared to the 10.2 million in the prior year at that point in time. Of this amount, 11.9 million is attributable to the security and industry segment compared to 7.4 million in the prior year, 4 million to the oil and gas segment compared to 2.7 million in the prior year, and 165,000 in the consumer segment compared to 77,000 in the prior year. Cash on hand at the end of March 2017 amounted to 2.4 million compared to 1.8 million at the end of December 2016. In addition, cash in the amount of 285,000 was blocked in favor of a lesser, the same amount as last year. At the end of Q1 2017, the group employed 233 permanent employees compared to 231 at the end of March 2016. Of these permanent employees, 71 worked for SFC, 101 for PBF, and 61 for Cymark. With this, I would like to hand it back to Peter for the outlook.
Thank you very much, Stefan. So if we look at the strong growth we generated in the first 3 months of the year, we also see the current order backlog with this significant increase just mentioned also by my colleague, and also with the visibility we have now from today's point of view, we are optimistic for the current fiscal year, and with this reconfirm the guidance as set for the revenue between 50 and 55 million. And on the operating result, we also reaffirm our expectations for a significant improvement in profitability compared to 2016. If we look behind this, I think we have to see two underlying trends. In our security, in our industry and security segment, we see a strong and consistent international demand for security and surveillance technology and equipment. And we also see a significant raising in government and private sector spending here in this market. In the oil and gas, I think with the relative stability with the oil price, we have a cautiously optimistic look into the year 2017. And we have to recognize and realize that we are talking here about a new normal. Compared to the year 2014, our customers have lowered their cost base and their production costs so that they generate profits and positive cash flows at the current oil price levels. And what we see also between the $40 to $50 mark, they do the same. So based on this, our expectations are also positive here. And last but not least, in our defense market, we expect strong growth, but that's a traditional year-end business, so this is supposed to come in the second half of the year. With this, I would like to conclude our presentation, hand back to Pia, and open the floor for questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Dear ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask your question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question comes from Carsten from Blumenthal. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Stefan. Very happy to see that sales is so strong. That is more than I expected. I also saw that you have a positive free cash flow already in Q1, and you have a better cash position, so that clearly goes in the right direction. Nevertheless, if I go in the direction of the bottom line, I see not only a worse product mix, so that is absolutely all right, because you have a stronger oil and gas business, but gross margins in all the three segments are lower than a year ago. That is clearly easy to explain when you see the security and industry business, because you have less defense. But I would like to know, why is it lower in the oil and gas business, and it is particularly low in the consumer business? So what happened in the consumer business? Perhaps you could elaborate on that.
Yeah. Morning, Carsten. Maybe to start off on the consumer business, there, as you know, and we had that many times before, there is, as the consumer business is part of SSG, we always have the cost allocation between the security and industry segment and the consumer segment, and depending on how well a certain segment goes, there's also the overhead allocation between the segments. And in the last year, we had a rather favorable overhead allocation between the segments, which was good for the consumer business. And this year, it was rather the opposite. So this is the main driver for the comparison, for the lower gross margin in the consumer segment. And in the oil and gas business is, as you know, there we also have inside the oil and gas business various product groups, and also it relates to the product mix within the oil and gas segment.
All right. In general, what I see is you have very good security and industry, very good oil and gas, but consumer is really lacking behind. And Now I see it is the lowest segment in terms of sales, but has produced the worst EBITDA. So is it only a allocation problem of overheads, or is there anything more you could do to improve the situation?
Well, it's ultimately a scaling item, and there we have to certain cost for trade fairs, etc. And it's something we look at very carefully. But although it looks now not so positive, we are fine with the way it is developing.
All right, and you said that the fuel cell business itself is plus 100%.
Industrial one, yeah.
Where to which segments is the allocation of the fuel cells? Where do you see the strong demand? Is it oil and gas, or is it all the segments?
It's both. It's in going into the in particular the industrial part of the fuel cell business. So there, as we have seen a lot of interest from surveillance applications, and it's also going into the oil and gas business.
All right. You mentioned that you have in Q1 kind of a positive one-off from the Singapore order. Do we see in Q2 also sales from the Singapore order, or is that now through?
Well, that particular order, that is now through, but we are currently working on various projects. How much we see of that already in Q2, we have to see. As you know, these items, as attractive as they are, always take a little bit longer. But the basic demand for surveillance or using fuel cells for a surveillance application, that is across the board, not only in Singapore, but also in Europe, in North America, and that is the key driver for the industrial fuel cell business.
All right, thank you. Regarding the future, I mean, we have now 11th of May, so we have roughly half of the second quarter through. Could you give us a feeling how the second quarter developed? I mean, you have a very good order backlog, and my assumption is that Q2 is also likely to develop in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. If I may step in here, Carsten, good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
I think the consistent demand also, as Stefan said, on the industrial part of the business here, including the power electronics, where the performance in the second quarter is even expected to be better in Q1, consistent in the other segments, and also a positive development here for the consumer side. In general, we are naturally not happy with the Q1 result in consumer, but there's no concern here. We did not do any aggressive pricing that led to a gross margin erosion. It was a combination here really as out of an overhead allocation topic and a very strong Q1 in 2016 as the comparable number. And if we look into the oil and gas part and the development here, well, in the second half of June, we usually see a slight slowdown here for the summer period. But with the backlog we are having and with the increased day-to-day activity on current levels, also there we expect to perform here according to plan. And that's all together with the backlog that we are having, the basis here also for the optimistic outlook.
Perfect, Peter. Then thank you very much for taking my questions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Malte Schaumann, Warburg Research. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Good morning. First question is on your oil and gas business. Owing to the oil price deterioration during the past couple of weeks, did that have an impact on your talks with the customers and your project pipeline? Became customers more hesitant to place orders or to review projects that were initially maybe scheduled?
Good morning, Marte. No, what we actually see is naturally there is always a nervous look here to the oil price. But what we also have experienced now, especially over the 2016 year development, is that A, they really have brought their cost base down to be able to operate here with significant profit at oil price levels of between 40 and 50 dollars. And we also see some of our key accounts and the largest players there, they even published some of their cost reduction achievements where they show a break even at a $30 range. So at this moment in time, naturally, the oil price is discussed whenever you meet or whenever our team meets the customers. But so far, we do not see an impact here, especially due to their own cost-based improvement.
Yeah, so down to 40, you wouldn't really expect any adverse effect on your pipeline.
No, because also they now have released their investment budgets, and they, are still comfortable with the price levels we are seeing, and B, as in the opposite direction, usually it takes some time until there is, I'd say, a reaction then escalating down in those large organizations.
Yeah. And then maybe a comment on how demand for the use of fuel cells in oil and gas projects, surveillance, et cetera, SCADA applications develops. Is the number of projects increasing? How do you see that area progressing?
Well, we just had today, I'm still calling in here from North America, we just had today our review on the business, and we are particularly happy with the development of the what we call the energy part of the business here in oil and gas. We are seeing significant repeat orders and new projects, and we see the fuel cell part of the business being the fastest growing element of our oil and gas business. Which also last year, even in the downturn, the fuel cell part was the growing part of the oil and gas business. Although overall we had a decline of more than 25%, the fuel cell part was growing significantly by more than 20%.
Can you quantify what's your sales target in fuel cells for oil and gas?
Overall, we are trying to get to around 10% of the overall sales we want to achieve in fuel cells, which would be a significant jump to last year.
Yeah, and you showed the sales in your oil and gas business, so the sales for
absolutely.
Oil and gas is everything, Simac and fuel cells.
Yeah, because at the end, the legal unit that is invoicing to the customer is also the one carrying the revenue.
Right. Okay.
But very, very good development. And also the regional rollout starts to bear fruits. We started in Eastern Canada last year, and we are now making our first steps into the U.S. again, which is a program that we had on the plan for 2015. But due to the situation in the oil and gas industry, we actually pulled this program, and we now restart this year in 2017.
Yeah, okay. What is the in 3-5 year perspective? What would be a reasonable target for the fuel cell business and in oil and gas?
Well, it is clear that at the end we want to have half of the business we are doing in oil and gas really driven by our own technology and our own product.
Yeah, but the I don't know, that a 5 year target.
Well, quantified, well, we have, as you know, we have our midterm planning that usually is a rolling planning of 3 years. Right now, we show growth steps of 50% per year, which we feel is pretty aggressive, but we will hit those 50%, and I think we will go beyond those 50% this year. And if we stay consistent here, then I think we get to a real significant business size.
Okay, good. Then maybe comment on the Bundeswehr project. How is that evolving?
I have to admit, I was expecting this question. and also, this is a constant work here. Our largest defense customer is a demanding customer. We all have recognized and reflect this in our work with them. And as you know, since last October, we are working here on correcting and some technical insufficiencies, as they were called. By the end of last month, we ticked the last box here in terms of all the improvements of the products. We had a very successful first round of testings in the Arctic region, and we now undergo two more rounds of technical tests here and expect a proper performance of those tests by end of the second quarter. And I think still the planning we had to see procurement activity starting in Q3 is still the right planning.
Okay, so no drawbacks or something like that.
I think we are executing there according to plan, but what we do here is, as let's say, you never know what drawbacks can show up. We are working on backup plans. We are rolling out our defense business here to different regions. We already shipped last year same products here, for example, to our customers in India. We're seeing continued demand there. We're also seeing that there is significant demand coming up in other Asian countries, and we are expanding into different European NATO states, namely good activity in France. And at the same time, we just published about 10 days ago our new partnership in the UK, where all together with all those regional rollouts of our business, we also see if worst comes to worst, a compensation possibility that does not leave us then in a similar position we saw ourselves in 2016 after a pushback of this German army project. So there is backup built up, and this gives us additional confidence here.
Okay, good to hear. And just to clarify, but at the moment you don't see any material drawbacks ahead of you with the Bundeswehr project? Or are there any indications that there might be another disappointment?
I think we could perform here in addressing all the technical needs of the customer. We had first rounds of tests very positive in low temperature regions. We now go into the high temperature regions, which is desert and jungle. And at the same time, we have a clear statement also from the end users that there is a significant need for the technology and for the product.
Okay, good. And with respect to the UK, is that kind of a similar application, or are they targeting other products?
Yeah, the first project in the pipeline is a vehicle-based application that will be an opportunity for our Emily product line. In India, we are targeting both. We are targeting man-portable and Emily-based applications. In France, it is an Emily-based project that is, I think, most prominent in the sales funnel.
Yeah, okay. And then last question for me would be, maybe, I don't know if you can make a comment on the financial side, on your financing efforts.
Well, maybe if I answer that, we are in discussions with various potential investors. With some of them, already at a quite detailed level, but it's too early to make a statement at this point in time.
Yeah, okay. Good, thank you.
Thank you very much, Malte.
Thank you. There are currently no further questions. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad. There are currently no further questions. I hand back over to our speakers.
Well, then I would like to conclude our session for today. We thank you very much for your attention and interest. And as always, please do not hesitate to contact Stefan or myself directly here for a follow-up discussion. Thank you very much and have a great day.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This conference has been concluded.